There's a formula and a system to get from where you are to where you want to be. And if you would actually learn to apply that or be in the right place to get the information or around the right people. And it's just like every step of our journey, bruh. Something as specific as the New York Times bestseller. How many books have we written before that?
Four.
How many times did we get even honorable mention? But we met somebody who was like, I know how to do New York Times bestseller. And there was literally a formula, a system, a strategy. It ain't what you think. Yeah. So those of you who are feeling frustrated, yeah, you go,
yes, that's
man, I'm good. I'm smart.
That's sophisticated.
I'm fast. I'm strong. I'm dedicated.
That.
I'm committed.
It's not that. It's not more talent. It's not more timing. Like, you just need to get with the right people,
yeah,
who are already 1%ers. And then once you get that resource, yeah, it's flying colors.
Podcast, baby. What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the Secret to Success podcast. I'm your host, CJ, joined as always, Young Douglas. It's a varsity game. It's a varsity game. What's up, man? How you feeling?
Blessed, man. Blessed, man. Super excited about, we back outside. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute, man. We obviously have some exciting stuff going on that we'll get into, and we'll touch on the 1% event coming up in Chicago. I'm excited, man. You know, people, I'm gonna be honest with you, E, like, people have been asking me, like, with the 20-year, and we got the new book we're working on. And again, I always tell people, like, I wouldn't change places with anybody, you know? And, like, I'm not trying to be funny, but, like, I ain't saying, bro, we ain't been the most successful. We ain't got the most money. We ain't got the freshest ride. I don't know what you want to say. But one thing that I can say when people ask me, like, what our crown jewel, our thorn in, what is, I mean, a feather in the cap. I almost said a thorn in my, yeah. I don't even know what that's something else. But one thing that I can say we can hang our hat on is doing it together. Yeah. And so when we thought about, you know, this next wave of kind of like what we teach, and the reason it kind of hit me, I'll be honest, you know, once you and I talked and did our State of the Union, it was like one of the most frustrating things has to be when you have a dream, a goal, and a vision, and then people tell you, don't mix business with family. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being real. Like, I hear that all the time. Like, oh, bro, you know, you can't do bit. You can't have your family working with you. It's a conflict of interest. And I'm like, okay, cool. But when you're building something and you have this dream and you have this goal and you're starting out and you don't have a lot of resources, how do you build that without using family? And I was like, yo, I don't agree with that. So I wanted to be the first one to put it out there and say, not the first one, but, you know, yeah, in our circle, like, bro, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with you shouldn't mix business with family. Now, there is a strategic way in which you go about doing that, to which I feel like thus far we've been able to do at a high level. And so that's really what this next wave of our teaching is about. As we hit 20 years, I mean, you look at so many people who tried to start and it didn't work out and they didn't get to that next level. You know, and if they did get to the next level, they didn't get there with the people that they started with. Absolutely. And so I start looking and going, okay, people know I'm your two man, and they know what you did, and they know what Carl did, but it's like we've never actually explained how to make it work with your people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that because people will still come up to me and be like, you know, see what, when you do it, I'm like, oh, you don't get it. Like, that's not what this is. And so, E, I don't know about you, but I'm excited, you know, for the 1% event in April to show people this is how you get to that next level with your people. Cause I don't know what imaginary people you trying to get me to build with. You know what I'm saying? It's like, don't build with you. Don't use your family. Don't use your cousin, your mama. Like, we used all of that. And so I guess that's, for me, what's exciting is being able to show people how to chase down those dreams and goals in reality and get to that last 10%, you know, that they might have in them with their actual people, bro.
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, like, I literally didn't want to come back outside, y'all. I got hit. COVID hit me. I got hit with COVID. And that was the first time in my life where I wasn't outside and I realized, like, yo, it's okay not to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never knew it was okay not to be outside. You know what I'm saying? So when I wasn't outside, it was like, yo, this is the first time in my life that I'm really getting up and I got time for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got time, you know, for D. You know what I'm saying? The kid somewhat. Jada was in Michigan finishing up school. Jalen was in L.A. So me and D got some, you know, spent some quality time together. And Jada ended up coming later, you know. But I literally, y'all, was like, yo, I can do online forever. We never did masterminds before. Like, when we was outside, we ain't never do no mastermind. We started doing masterminds in COVID. So it's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I had to do church Saturday, and we come back Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And we was doing Monday evening, Thursday evenings. You know, so I was loving the internet. And every once in a while, the internet crew would come together, you know, and we would do something like before church or after church.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of thousands and thousands of people in one space and whatever, like, I wasn't into that. But I'm going to tell y'all what really got me back outside was those of you who were like, E, we close, but we can't get over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I said, while we shouldn't probably call this the 1%. We should probably call it the 10%, you know, the 10%ers, because it's 1%ers doing it, right? But we're doing it for the 10%, right? And the 10% is those of you who, like, you almost there. And I'm telling you, I feel your frustration. I'm going to be real. I think the 10% for me was more of a struggle than when I was homeless.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because when I was homeless, I ain't really want nothing. Like, I was homeless. Like, I didn't have no dreams. I ain't no goals. I ain't had no ambitions.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So I kind of was just, like, angry, pissed. Just, I don't know. I ain't had no direction, no clarity. Mm-hmm. I just, whatever. I ain't even feel nothing. I was numb. I think when you get to the 10%, it's the hardest because, again, y'all know my story. When I was in school failing, it wasn't hard. I'm going to be real with y'all. It's not hard to go from an F to a C.
Hmm.
Like, I'm just being real. Like, if you've been getting F's your whole life.
Minimal effort.
You just got to start going to class.
Yeah.
You just got to start doing your homework. You just got to start. Like, literally, if you failing and you want to get to a C, you just got to start trying.
Yeah.
But, bruh, to get from a B, like a B plus to an A, do you understand the margin, bruh?
Yeah.
It's like you already studying. You already going to class. You already handling your business. You already, you know, teacher already know your name.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get B's, sometimes you get A. Like, bruh, it's so hard to get from almost zone to the end zone. You know what I'm saying? What we know in football is the red zone to the end zone. And when I start hearing from people in the almost zone, that's what pulled me back out.
Mm.
That's what made me go,
yeah,
okay, you doing everything you can. Like, you doing everything you can. Like,
are you though?
Okay, meaning everything you know to do, you doing.
What's my quote? Consistency without quality is rehearsed failure.
But I'm saying you got a lot of rehearsed success. Like you keep getting to. You remember the Lions? Yeah. What was my man's name? My man. Y'all gonna think I'm playing? I'm not. The highest scoring Lion in history. I don't think it's Barry Sanders.
Jason Hanson.
More. Jason Hanson.
The kicker.
Like, he got about 20,000 points. Why? Because the Lions stayed in the almost zone.
Yeah.
We lived in the red zone. Like, we didn't have no problems getting to the red zone with Barry,
Herman
Moore, with Megatron, with Stafford. Like, we had no problems, Mitchell. You know what I'm saying? We had no problems getting in the red zone, but we couldn't get to the end zone. And so I'm telling you, that's what bothered me. Remember, bro, being a Lion fan, some of y'all don't know. Bro, we didn't lose the game to the fourth quarter with like a minute left.
Every time.
It wasn't what you thought. Like, we weren't just losing. Like,
No. We weren't getting blew out.
We was up at the half.
Yeah, for sure.
That in the fourth quarter, Brett Favre would throw an Aaron Rodgers, throw a Hail Mary.
And so literally.
Literally. And so it called me, that group called me out of my comfort zone. Like, my in the crib chilling, my not wanting to come outside and do all the stuff it takes to do a big old conference because they were getting to the 15-yard line. They were getting to the 10-yard line. They were getting to the 5-yard. And I was like, they really do need us.
Yep.
And they don't just need us. They need the people in our community who are, and we'll talk about it in a minute, y'all, but we got one percenters come in. I want to say this. Some of the people that are coming are one percenters of the one percenters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The cats who went to the Super Bowl, cats who caught a pass in the end zone and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So these are one, like not just NFL players, but actually went to the Super Bowl, actually scored in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Actually won the Super Bowl. And so, yeah, they called me out, bro. Like, yep, y'all that group that is not more talent, is not more timing, is not more tenacity, it's proximity.
Yeah.
Like you just need to get with the right people who are already one percenters to show you, like, you know, the A students would show you, like, let me see what you work. Like, oh, okay, yeah, you're doing this and that.
Yeah.
Oh, but you, okay, did you get this resource? You and Jalen was teasing yesterday about Michigan State, but it was like, you get to a point where it's like,
oh, come on.
They tell you, hey, did you study this?
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't even know that resource existed. And then once you get that resource, it's flying.
Shout out to the Spark Notes.
Yeah, Spark Notes.
What's the difference? I mean, what do you think? Okay, so, and obviously, you know, online learning and all of that was great. What's the difference of actually being in the room? Like, you know, we got, you know, 6,000 people, you know, pulling up. What's the difference just actually being there, physically moving your body and your physical being to a space and being in that environment?
You know, when I was with Les Brown, and I was like, you know, Les said it. Les was like, E, you in the almost zone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He didn't use those exact words, but it's like, E, you a 10%er. Like, he was a 1%er.
Yep.
You know, I'm sitting down as a 10%er listening to a 1%er. And I think the majority of your life, if you are trying to get to the 1%, whether you know it or not, 90% of your life is anything but a 1%er talking to you.
Yeah.
Just being real.
Yeah.
Like, you might see a 1%er on TV, or you might read about a 1%er, but most of your life is people telling you what you can and cannot do. Like, most of the people that you hanging around, like, E, come on, the number one motivational speaker in the world, bro, you a high school dropout. Like, I could see you maybe number 50 or something, but number one, like, come on, writing the New York Times bestseller. Like, come on, y'all. Like, what's the chances of y'all writing the New York? You feel me? But guess what we did? We were hanging out with New York Times bestsellers.
Yeah.
So guess what Roy was doing? Roy was not only telling us what to do, we were literally with someone who did it. And so we touching another human going,
stop,
this is
right
a person
there,
that did it, telling us we could do it.
I don't think y'all understand. Like, I want, like, bro, I tell people all the time, I am the perfect person to be in personal development because I'm so far from what I'm supposed to be. And I just mean in terms of, like, yo, it ain't what you think. Yeah. Like, it's not you or your skill set or your talents or your gifts. Yeah. Like, yo, we're going to walk you through every step in how we overcame. But just something as specific as the New York Times bestseller. How many books have we written before that?
Four.
How many times did we get even honorable mention? But we never even.
Yeah.
But we met somebody who was like, I know how to do New York Times bestseller. So we just
sat. Not talking. They actually did it.
Bruh, I'm just telling you. So we said, okay, show us. And there was literally a formula, a system, a strategy. Yeah. It ain't what you think.
Yeah.
You don't just write a fire book and go, oh, yeah, no, I got a fire book. So now I'm a New York Times bestseller. That's not how it works. How it works is you have to have somebody show you the process and go, this is, bro, we didn't even know that there's a certain number of books that you got to sell individually. You can't even do no bulk order. So remember, we might have been on our last books being like, oh, okay, we're going to get corporate. They're going to buy 300 books. They're going to buy 400 books. They're going to buy. And we didn't even realize if you want a New York Times bestseller, you can't do it like that. Because they were trying to prevent people from buying their own books or buying, you know, I guess billionaires or, you know, 100 millionaires from just saying, all right, I put a book out and I'm going to buy
my own book.
A million books and be a New York Times bestseller just for my ego. So they stopped that. But again, there was a formula and a system to get from where we were to where we wanted to be. And that's what I'm telling you. There's a formula and a system to get from where you are to where you want to be. And if you would actually learn to apply that or be in the right place to get the information or around the right people. And it's just like every step of our journey, bruh. When we started with, there was mentorship. There was coaching that took place. There was investments, bro. We literally sat down and read Gladwell Outliers and sat there and studied it and talked about it and built on it and looked at our hours and started logging our hours and tracking our things. And it's like, these are the things that allowed us to get to this level. So when you look at us or you look at E and go, oh, okay, they were sweet. E been sweet. Listen. Yeah. I keep telling y'all, and I tease E, we still ain't had a speech go bigger than when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. You fire. It ain't bigger than when you bad as you want to breathe. Yeah. So he gave that speech 20 years ago, and we couldn't get booked nowhere. He wasn't top 10,000 motivational speakers with the greatest speaking bag known to mankind at the time. Yeah. But we didn't have the system put together. So those of you who are feeling frustrated and you go, specificity, man, I'm good. I'm smart.
Specificity.
I'm fast. Yeah. I'm strong. I'm this. I'm dedicated. I'm committed.
It's not that.
I got a gift. I got a skill set. That's why I start off, bro. Yeah. Anybody who knows, and I'm going to say it again in Chicago, you know I start off all my talks and I say, write this down. It's going to be the most important thing you could write down this entire time. I'm going to say it in Chicago too, so y'all going to hear it and you're going to feel it every time. Write it down, and some of y'all about to say it with me. My day one people know what I'm about to say. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Nobody cares. Yeah. No. I have to explain that to y'all because if you operate from the standpoint of people should care that you're good, like I did, like I just thought because E was dope that like Osmosis or Oprah was just going to be like, I heard as bad as you want to breathe. Yeah. Come on the show, and you're going to blow up and make $1 million. It never worked like that. And so if you could, and then finally I looked around and went, oh, like I just heard E give the best speech ever, but nobody cares. Yeah. And once I said, oh, okay, now I understand what my job is in this ecosystem is to make people care. And so again, there's a system. There's a whole, bunch of people who can teach you how to do what you're doing. And that's why I'm excited about the conference. E, we're going to talk about some of the people. I don't know how much you want to divulge.
Can I say this, though? This man, just listening to you, it's so crazy because what you're saying is, and this is why you're in the almost zone, man, because you're focusing in on your talent. And I can't tell you how many people I've heard say this and the spirit in which they said it. And I want y'all to know, like, I get it. I was most frustrated in the almost zone. Like, that's when we was the most frustrated. Like, I'm just being real. It's not about money. Like, don't get it twisted. It don't have nothing to do with money. But when you get to where you wanted to be, there's a relief. And here's the deal. You don't have to focus on no more. I think that's the part that people, like, don't talk about. It's like when you finally when you finally write a New York Times bestseller, the crazy thing about it is, like, you got the formula now. So every time matter of fact, as we're writing this one, Rory was like, I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm not telling y'all got to make no changes. I'm going to make a suggestion because with AI coming out, you know, it's just a different world. So I'm going to make a suggestion. But he was like, what you got to understand is if you don't do nothing, the fact that you are an alum, he said the fact that you already a New York Times bestseller alum, and I want y'all to catch what alum mean. It means that not only did we make the New York Times bestsellers list, we also immediately after that started hanging out with other people who made. I'm just trying to show y'all, like, it's crazy. Once you become a 1%er, guess what happened? You start attracting other 1%ers. Like, now you in the 1% club. And so the people we got coming, I pick up the phone, they all 1%ers. They like, E, what we talking about? I'm like, what made you a 1%er? Like, how you won a Super Bowl? Like, that's all you need to tell us, right? And so hear this part. Because some of y'all thinking you could just go on ChatGPT. And listen to me.
Yeah.
I'm not against ChatGPT. You can get on it all you want to. Here's the challenge of why we're telling you need to come to this conference. Please listen to me carefully. It's one thing to get the right information. It's another thing to get the right information from a person who is the information. Okay, I want to say that again.
Yeah, I got you. Slow. I'm taking notes. I got to write this down.
So it's one thing to hear what you need to do to be the best in the world. It's another thing to hear it from the best in the world. I just want to make sure people catching me. So it's one thing for Les Brown to say to me, Eric, you are going to be the best in the world, right? And so, and to break down everything I need to do. But there's some stuff that Les did as a human that as many times as I've been on ChatGPT, I've never heard ChatGPT speak to me in the way Les spoke to me from the credibility of being the number one in the world. So I've gone to ChatGPT, and it's told me some stuff, and I did it, it worked. It's some stuff that it told me to do, it didn't work. When I'm telling you, when Bob Proctor, who was one of the best motivational speakers in the world, best programs in the world, is in your presence, sitting down, eating bread. I still remember being at, I think it's the Hyatt in San Diego, downtown. Me and Bob Proctor sitting there eating breakfast together. Bob Proctor was out with Zig Ziglar. He was out with Ogmandino. I'm talking about, you name him. He was with these boys. At that time, he had been in the game for 50 years. He's sitting down talking to me about information that ChatGPT gonna give you, but then he's giving me some stuff that only a man who has been in for 50 years can give you. There's some nuances. There's some specificity. There's some tactics, some strategies that only he... That's why I'm not bringing just motivational speakers or entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
That's why I'm bringing athletes. That's why I'm bringing preachers. That's why I'm bringing a business people. That's why I'm bringing, like, and I'm gonna do y'all a solid. I got a couple 10 percenters who real close to being 1%ers so that they can explain to you being with us how they went from, like, nobody didn't know their name, they ain't know what their next step was, and how they got with us, and now they 10%ers on their way to 1%. So I just wanted to, say that because a lot of people, bro, let me tell you something. I've been with ChatGPT. I don't know if I spent as many hours on it as you spent on it. I don't know, because I don't know how many hours. But when you're talking to Les Brown, there's also this measurable piece that ChatGPT can't do. Like, Chat don't really know you like that. Listen to me. Les was able to measure me. Yeah. He was able to size me up and say, this is why I'm telling you you're about to be the best in the world, but here's what you need to work on.
Yeah.
Like, here's where you need to make your improvement. Bob Proctor, here's where I just ain't seen ChatGPT, you know, from a human standpoint, know you like that, study you like that, and then be able to say, E, here's where you need to make your adjustment. So I'm excited, bro.
Yeah, so one of the things that we always say is that in order to attract the savage, you got to become a savage.
Yeah.
This is for those of y'all who, I need my team.
Yeah.
I just want to find my CJ. I want to find, I got ET.
Yeah.
You have to become. So the reason that we did the conference, one day men, one day women, second day together, is because we want you to.
Third day.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Yeah, yeah. No, you got.
Get me right.
Yeah, yeah.
First, second, third.
Yeah.
One, women, men, both. Third. Yeah. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Cool. But what we're trying to show you is that the first 2 days, focus on yourself.
Self.
Yeah. Building yourself up. I was able to become who I was and build myself up because E had already become a savage. And so that, therefore, you attract other savages. And so we want you to take those first 2 days and just work on yourself and how you are going to get yourself to the next level. And then once you get up there to E's point, that's when you start, E used the word 1%ers, whatever you want to use, you will start to find people who execute at that highest level. So there's a reason that a Wall Street trapper would be speaking. There's a reason that Inky Johnson, a Jeremy Anderson, a Jamal King, Earn Your Leisure. There's Rashad, a reason.
And Troy,
We didn't grow up with them.
Yeah.
Now, E and I came up 20 years, but I promise you, we ain't known Trap 20 years.
Yeah.
We ain't known Ink 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happens, though, is as you become, you start to attract.
Yeah.
And so we're going to use those first 2 days to become, and we're going to use that third day to build together. So you're going to find those people that you want to attract, those people who you want to be in relationship with, those people who you want to build with. They will also be there after working on themselves. But E, can you talk about becoming before you attract? Because I think a lot of people, like, I'm not trying to be funny. I don't know for sure because I didn't know you back then, but I don't know if I met you fresh at Oakwood.
Yeah, if you would have.
If I would have been your right hand for 20 years. Like, there was something about where you were positioned in life and where God had you at that moment that allowed me to not only be attracted to you, but to say, I'm going to be here for the long term. And a lot of you like, yo, I need my. And if you attracted that person now, they'd be gone in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what's crazy? Just growing up in the world, one of the things that I peeped out early in the game, like I ain't grew up Christian. You know what I'm saying? I ain't grew up, you know what I'm saying? Y'all get it. Like, I ain't grew up the Huxtables. You know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't my thing. So when I was younger, what I would notice is, you know, for real, when you young, Robert Leach, I guess is his name, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Robin Leach, yeah.
You ain't really like, we ain't had Instagram like that. So when that would come on, or you read the newspaper.
That was the first gram, bro. Yeah.
That was the first gram, bro. So you like.
That was the reason I wanted a limo.
Yeah, you see.
I don't know why I just wanted a limo.
Yeah, you see it on the, you know what I'm saying? Then they would have like those magazines and stuff that would show you what Michael Jackson was doing Janet Jackson, what they was doing. But what I noticed at a very young age, I noticed that just because you made it to the top don't mean you stayed at the top. Yeah. OJ. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could just give you names of people that's like, you know, like, bruh, they made it to the top of the top. They made it to the peak. And people go to jail, or people, you know, get strung out and you know, die or whatever. Just crazy stuff.
Or they just lose their hunger.
Yeah, they just lose everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I noticed at a very young age that just because you make it to the top, it doesn't necessarily mean you stay at the top.
Yeah.
So for me, I started focusing on, at a young age, I started focusing on, when I got to Oakwood, character. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, I don't want to get it and lose it.
Yeah.
So people make it like, oh, you become a millionaire, or you become, you know, a basketball player that to the top, boxer to the top, whatever. It's like, once you get there, you there. Bro, that's not the truth.
Yeah.
So it's really two things you got to do. You got to, one, get to the 1%.
Yeah.
But then you got to stay at the 1%. Like, bro, I don't know the numbers. I don't want to lie. I guess we could look it up on ChatGPT. But they say that 85% of the people who win the lottery lose their money in 5 years. And they say that they are more
financial. What a 5 years it is, though.
Bruh.
What a 5 years it is. And you're going crazy for five.
Yeah, some people make it all the way to the five.
Yeah. You know, and if it only lasts five, that means you was really just.
I mean, you were wild.
It was wild. A good time, though.
So when you said you met me and you was like, yo, I want to rock with E, you met somebody that realized getting to the top ain't the same as staying at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two things you need to do at one time. So for me, I focused on becoming, because I was like, bruh, the worst thing in the world is not to be broke. The worst thing in the world is to be rich and then be broke again.
Mm.
That's the worst thing in the world.
Mm.
To my grandma, I always say this, bruh. My grandma raised her kids up in the Herman Garden Projects, Ida B. Wells in Chicago. Bro, I ain't never seen my grandma struggling. She ain't never want to take no trip. My grandma ain't never want to travel the world. My grandma didn't have no car. She caught the bus. Bro, my grandma was so sweet with it in the Herman Gardens. She had the bus route come pick her up at the crib. She'd get on the bus at midnight. She worked nights sometimes. She would get on the bus, go to work, come back. She was always happy. My grandmother never talked about being no multimillionaire. So for me, the most depressed people in the world are people who got these dreams and goals and they can't make them happen. I ain't never seen my grandma focus hope. We had the cow, the beef that was, it just said, had a cow on that boy, peanut butter. It was white with a peel and a stick. My grandma ain't never trip about eating bologna sandwiches, bro. My grandma ain't never trip on that. Why? She never wanted. So to me, this conference is important to those people with dreams and goals that can't make them happen or trying to make them happen too soon.
Yeah.
So for me, it was like, E, don't worry about blowing up. Worry about your character so that wherever you get to, you don't lose everything you got. And so I struggled just like everybody else struggled. And so when I finally was like, okay, I see what's going on. Okay, E, you got to go. You got to put more energy into your character, into, like, your gift. Like, you got to stop focusing on getting there, because when you focus on there and you wake up and you hear, bro, that'll piss you off. You'll be frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped focusing on there, and I started focusing on, hey, E, who can you become in the next 24 hours,
bro?
What can you do in the next 24 hours to position you there?
Mm.
But most people I met, they were so fixated on getting there that there drove them crazy. Imagine wanting to be a multimillionaire and you waking up in the projects. Imagine wanting to be an A student, you know what I'm saying? And you an F student, bruh. But imagine saying, I'm just going to take one day at a time. And that's when you met me, that's what I was on. Like, we're going to take advantage of this moment. We're not going to, like, we do have dreams and goals. We do. But we're not going to be so consumed with them. And I think that's what the 10%, that's their frustration. You so worried about getting to the touchdown that you've not mastered when you get in the red zone how to score.
Yeah.
That's why, what's my man there getting? Jason Hansen? Mm-hmm. I promise you my man had about 20,000 field goals when he was with the Lions. Barry never hardly got in that joker. Herman Moore didn't get in that joker. Why? Because the Lions were so fixated on getting to the end zone, we didn't perfect the red zone. And those teams that perfect, yo, when we get to the 18-yard line or the 15-yard line, we have a certain amount of plays that guarantee we score. Those are the teams that end up winning the Super Bowl. Not that everybody wants score, bruh, but everybody hasn't perfected the red zone.
Well, let's talk about some of the people you got. Yeah, they, you know, yeah. These your people, bruh. Yeah, no, you know, question. What I'm saying? You got, yeah, your people coming through. What?
Don't rush past that. Again, say that again, see, so people can hear.
Well, you got your people coming through?
I ain't bringing in people I don't know, y'all.
No, for sure.
I'm not bringing in celebrity superstars.
Yeah, no.
I'm bringing in people I know and people I've helped, like I've built.
Who just so happen to be celebrity superstars.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm saying, but from the tree.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, me and, okay, I ain't going to say that name yet, but one of my individuals that's coming, Super Bowl champ, bruh, we was to pray together. Mm. We was in the Word together. Mm. We never talked about running routes. We was on the phone praying. They were praying through the stuff that they was going through. They was praying through their success. They were praying before they got to their success. Like, we was praying together. Mm-hmm. So when I picked up the phone and was like, hey, I got this 1% event, and I need 1%ers at the event to talk about 1% stuff, mm-hmm, they was like, I'm there. What, like, tell me exactly what you... And so one of the people, though, that I'm super pumped about hearing from is, of course, everybody but Trap. Trap is one of the ones, and I hit Trap up the other day. I FaceTimed Trap, and I said, Trap, here's what you could talk about whatever you want. You grown. You know how you got to the 1%. But I said, but here's what I really been focused on with you, Trap. Psalms 23, there's a verse that says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You feel me? I said, Trap, I want you to talk about how you walk through the valley. Okay, because y'all got to catch that. I don't know if y'all caught that or not. But there's some people walking in the valley of the shadow of death. You feel me? There's some people walking in it. That's not what the Bible says. So some people got caught in the valley of the shadow of death, meaning that once they got in it,
they just stayed.
They stayed in it, bro. They stayed in that funk. Psalm said,
yea, though I sit in the valley.
I'm just being real. Hey, that's some people sitting in it. They living in it. The Bible says David walked through the valley of the shadow of death. That's what makes a 1%er a 1%er. They walk through it. The other percent, they sit in it. That's not what God said. God didn't tell you to sit in the shadow of death. He didn't tell you to sit in that challenge. He told you to walk through it. I said, Trap, tell us how you walk through prison. How'd you walk through I don't even know. What's the term? What do they call it when you isolate it? What do they call it when they put you in isolation in prison?
The segregation unit.
Yeah, when they put you in the hole. Yeah. I don't know what they call that, but it's the hole where you're sitting in the hole. I said, Trap, I need you when you come. How did you walk through that? Mm. How'd you get through that? Because most people, when they go through something, it sit on them for the rest of their life.
Mm.
That's it. Say it again. Consolidary confinement. Yeah.
No, solitary confinement.
Oh, solitary confinement. I'm thinking of money.
Consolidate.
I'm talking about liquidate.
Consolidated confinement.
You feel me? Liquidate that joke. I said, Trap, how you get through that? Because most people, when they go to jail, you see people that come out, they still in jail.
Yeah.
It's still on them.
Yeah.
Like, they still, like, you still, they waking up still on what happened. It's like, bro, I'm like, Trap, how did you get out and not stay in prison? Like, how did you not let that break you, but make? And so Trap, like, I got you, E. So he gonna get to be Trap. But what I'm excited about is right now in this world, people ain't talking about it, see, but unlike any other time that I've ever experienced, it's more like depression and mental anxiety than I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, Trap, you experienced that. You got to talk people through that, bro. You got to help people get through that situation. You feel me? And so Trap is like, I got you. So that's one of the speakers that I want to hear.
Love it.
Because I do want to hear. Okay. And so me and Didi been having worship, y'all. I don't want to get too deep. But here's what Didi said that's so deep, see, in her worship experience. She said, E, it ain't the screaming that bother people, because you be screaming at people and helping people get through. She said, it's the whispers that get people.
Mm.
It's the whispers. It's you talking to yourself. And don't nobody even know you talking to yourself. And you don't even know that you talking to yourself, to be honest, because you're not screaming at yourself. You're not yelling at yourself. But it's the whispers of doubt. You know what they said about you. Mm. You know what they thinking about you. Didi said, it's the whispers that's killing people. And so I said, Trap, I know you heard those whispers when you were in solitary mm-hmm. confinement. I know you heard those whispers when you was in jail. I know when you first got out, you heard all those. You talking to you in a negative way. Trap, teach us how to get through that.
Mm-hmm.
Trap said, I got you. Because there's a mental part of, man, come on, see, just think about it. There's a mental part, bro, when you keep going to the red zone and you can't score.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, they keep stopping you. They keep stopping us. We can't seem to get in the end zone. Bro, don't nobody talk about it, but, bro, you keep getting field goals, bro. You start thinking.
Field goals get you beat.
They get you beat, bro.
Field goals get you beat. It's not enough.
They get you beat. It's not enough.
We got a ton of other speakers coming that, you know, we'll be rolling out one by one. Man, still getting some people confirmed. Most are confirmed now. I think maybe about 90%, 95%. Yeah. And there's, you know, just going to be a bunch of information. Again, we haven't done this in a while, so y'all are in for a real treat. April 16, 17, 18 in Chicago. The VIP tickets are 2-for-1.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again.
You buy one for your hub. You there, he there, yeah.
VIP tickets, 2-for-1. So make sure you get on that early. And it's going to be,
Also going to say this, because, and I know this is your thing. You always talk about how we've been together for 20 years. And just the secret to staying together,
mm-hmm.
not letting money divide you.
Yeah.
Not letting people divide you. See, he said it the other day, bro.
And we one of the only ones who can talk about
it. And that's
that.
Why I'm geeked that Rashad and Troy are coming.
Yeah, shout out to Troy and
because
Rashad.
That's what I want them to talk about. Yeah, how did they stay together as brothers?
Yeah.
Like, first, how did they even
get together? Bro. It's a lot.
And then how did they get...
It ain't easy being
to where they are right now. You feel me? And they killed the game. I remember what was the first Earn Your Leisure was... I mean, the first Invest Fest was a few thousand to look up. And now they got 20,000. Like, they traveling all over the world together. And they doing it as a unit.
Yeah.
You feel me? And so that's another reason why I want them there. Not just to talk about... economics and what's going on in the world, but bro, how did y'all stay together?
Yeah.
How did y'all attract each other? How y'all stay together? So y'all can know it is an anomaly, but me and C can do it and they can do it. All of us are gonna teach y'all how, again, like C said, you can work with your family and work with your close friends and not have to, what did you call it? This imaginary.
Oh, people don't do business with, I'm like, who you want me to do business with? If I can't do business with my family and friends, and I'm starting up a company of any sort.
Yeah.
I can't use nobody I know.
Yeah.
So who I'm supposed to get on LinkedIn and hire people with imaginary money I don't got?
Right.
Like, who's willing to work with you? It's a reason we built this, because I was like, I didn't need a check when we started.
Right.
I didn't say, E, bro, if you can't give me 40 hours in my benefits, bro, I can't do this. Nobody else is going to do that from off the street. Love your family and friends is the ones who's going to sacrifice with you, who love you, who believe in your vision and your dream. It's just the way in which you got to go about doing that, and that's what I'm excited about talking about. Also, of course, you know, my brother Maul, he got the city on fire right now. Maul, like...
Vondale, bro.
Oh,
Chris
come on,
they got him on fire, bro.
Yeah, dog. It's on another level. So, Maul, I know, is coming with a new keynote.
And we're bringing some of Chicago finest, too.
Oh, for sure. That's what I'm saying. So, it's going to be... It's going to be one of them ones, man. The weather should be nice. I'm excited.
For sure.
It's going to be one of them ones. So make sure you go to ET1%.com. ET1%.com.
We back
right
outside,
now.
Y'all.
We back outside.
Everybody going to be there, too,
I don't
know
when we're going to do it again. This will be our biggest event. And listen, a special appeal. I'm going to say this on the pods and everything else going forward until we actually get there. A special appeal to my family who've been listening to us and rocking with us for a long time. Help us recruit people to this joint, bro. Yeah. He said 6,000. I don't know where he came up with that number, but that's more people than we ever had at an event. And to do so, we are going to need your help. Get your family, your cousins, your sister, your auntie, whoever, and bring them to the conference with you, all right? This is a special appeal to those of y'all who've been rocking with us for a grip, and you like, yo, y'all done helped me get to that next level. All y'all who be writing me or seeing me at the airport and be like, see, I'll pay y'all back. No, don't pay me back. Just bring somebody to the conference with you, all right?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why this is going to be so dope, though. My boy Anthony, man, y'all, this is going to be big. It's like a family reunion. Like, everybody going to be there. But Anthony said something to me, bro. Anthony said to me, he said, hey, E, I love you and CJ. I love them all, man. I love all y'all, Carl. He said, but my wife want to know if Didi going to be there.
Mm.
I was like, yeah, she going to be there. And I'm going to have her present. Then he threw something else on me. He said, man, I got two teenage daughters. They heard Jada on the challenge. Is Jada going to be there? They want to meet Jada.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no disrespect to you and Didi, but they teenage girls. Like, they Jada that now. I said, yeah, Jada going to be in the building. Then he said, you know, I got my son. It's Jayla. I said, everybody going to be there.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to take pics. I want to talk to the – I want to talk. So, y'all, we all going to be there. My mom going to be in the building. My dad told my mom he want to be in the building. I'm sure my biological father is Chicago. He going to be in the building. My auntie going to be in the building.
Wow.
I know all your people going to be – like, yo, y'all, more people going to be in the – like, y'all, it's going to be a family reunion. And you got to understand something. We travel. CB saying this all the time. Hey, I don't want everybody on the same plane. Like, if we go to like, Dubai or something, CB, like – I don't want everybody flying on the same plane. It's too much. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't be on the same plane in case something happens.
Yeah.
But we all going to be in the same building at the same time, y'all. So
ET1%.com, ET1%.com. Make sure y'all go check us out, man. It's going to be amazing. April 16th, 17th, 18th. I don't care what you're doing. Be in the building, all right?
Let's go.
We out of here. We love you. We'll see you next week. Peace.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You make this, you concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? Make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, one favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback and how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to this show, please, I'm begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.